Three quarters in the books here in the sectional championship game at Everwise Freed Field here in Mishawaka. Penn with a big third quarter. They scored two touchdowns, a 38-yard pass play on third down and long from McCullough to Elijah Coker with 7:24 left to go in the quarter. And now Warsaw facing first down and 10. They fake the pitch, back to throw. They throw it in the flat. It's going to be intercepted again. 47-yard line, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn. Maverick Brown with a 47-yard interception return, and the Tigers' hopes have just taken a major hit. They had it, was wide open, but the pass was thrown into the wind, and it just never got there, did it?
No, it died. You've got to have a real, you know, strength kind of throw against the wind like that, and the wind just held it up, and he was open. You just had to get it over the defense, and we didn't, and it was a pick six.
So now the point after from D'Addario, snap in the spot, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 11:49 to play, 28-3, Penn with the lead, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepherd back with you here in Mishawaka. This is a really sad way for this season to end. You wanted them to win tonight, of course, but to have this happen where the last three games they'd had one turnover, and that was the muffed punt against Northridge with the wind and the rain, and that was totally understandable. Villama knows he made a mistake. He tried to field it. That's it. The offense hasn't made any turnovers tonight, three of them in the last three possessions, and that one run back 47 yards by Maverick Brown for a touchdown that puts Penn up 28-3 and pretty much cements their spot in the regional next week. D'Addario will kick off. Villama, who's had good returns, waits and waits. I think he's waiting for the wind to get it just the way he wants it. And they'll drive it high, and again, it's not very deep. Villama from the six-yard line. Far side, hash mark, 15, 20, 23-yard line, and he'll go down at the 24. So the Tigers have 11:42 to make up a 25-point deficit against the number 8 team in the state, and this is an offense not built to do that.
Yeah, you got to give Penn credit. Up front, defensively, they just have done a really good job against the run, and, you know, they're well coached. Obviously, Corey and his staff at Penn have played against Bart's offense before, and they've done well tonight.
Tigers on the field, first down and 10 from their 24, trailing by 25. Barn the far hash mark, Sullivan under center, Zollinger behind him. And Zollinger gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. Sullivan actually keeps it, turns forward, gets across the 25 out near the 27-yard line. So it's a gain of 4 and brings up second down and 6. Tiger Talk tomorrow begins at 9. It starts with Bart Curtis. Lenny Krebs of girls basketball will be in to talk about the first game and preview their season. And then Chandra Hempler's on tape to talk about the volleyball season. That's all coming up tomorrow, starting at 9 on News Now Warsaw. Sullivan on 2nd and 6. Pitches back late. Ball's loose. And it's going to be dove on by Quentin Brock. There were people in the way, so I'm not sure what happened, how that ball ended up out of bounds. But it's a loss. Well, actually, I take that back. It's a gain of a couple yards, so give Brock like 2 yards of the play, and it sets up 3rd down and 3. 3rd down and 3, Tigers, down by 25 in the fourth. Drew Sullivan under center from the left hash mark. That's the far side of the field as we look at it. Option play. Sullivan is hit behind the line of scrimmage. And he got a yard out to the 32. And it's 4th down and about 2 yards to go for the Tigers. When you get in the tournament, when it's one and done, you just want to play your best football and be able to walk off the field and say, we did our best. And turnovers have not been what Warsaw has been up to here these last 3 weeks, but they have three in their last three possessions. It's fourth down and two. Tigers will, of course, go for it. Sullivan again for the left hash mark. Option play, keeps it, and gets hit, and gets thrown for no gain, and the Kingsmen will take over. Sullivan had no chance. They had people all over him, and Penn takes over with 9:47 left to play in the game, up 28-3, and they take over at the Tiger 31.
Well, Penn is daring us to throw the ball and daring us to go wide because they got nine guys literally really close in the box, and it's just tough.
McCullough will hand off to Bayless. He'll run left and cut up the middle. He'll get to the 30-yard line. Rosas brings him down from there. Second down and nine coming up for Penn. They're going to go on to the regional next week, and the Tigers' season will come to an end. What a season it has been. Have we had fun?
Yes.
Watching this football team grow and learn?
Yes, this has been a really fun football team to watch because they really have grown. You know, obviously the mistakes tonight, you can't do that when you're down to the final 16 teams in your class. They're all going to be good, and you can't give the opponent more chances than normal.
McCullough with Bayless to his right, one wide out to the far side, one to the short side. The tight end is Bennett, lined up on the left. They hand off to Bayless, who starts left and cuts right. He'll get inside the 30 and go down at the 27-yard line. It's a gain of three more yards and sets up third down and about six with 8:40 to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, the drive of the game, play of the game, and final scores from other sectional championship games coming up. Steve will update us on how Triton is doing. Last check, they were winning, but that was back early in the game. Third down and six coming up for Penn. Penn's done some of their best work of the night on third down. They're going to throw this to the right. Watch this. McCullough. Nope, he hands off, and it's Bayless. He'll run left and turn upfield. He gets inside the 25. He's down to about the 21. He's going to be very close to the first down, but he did not make it. It's going to be fourth down and about a half a yard to go. Actually, where they marked him back at the 22, so he's almost a full yard away from the first down marker. And Penn will lead the offense out there. McCullough will get the play himself from the sideline and run it into the huddle and explain it to the boys. There wasn't a lot of discussion there. Could be a quarterback sneak coming. McCullough is under center. And it's a quarterback sneak, and he did. Oh, but he got it on the second effort. Warsaw stood him up at the line of scrimmage, but then he snuck around to the left side of the line and gets 2 yards to the 20-yard line. First down for Penn with 7:20 to go in the game, and the Kingsmen in the lead 28-3.
I'm impressed with their quarterback. He has done a really nice job tonight, both running and throwing the ball. He's been your proverbial gnat at a barbecue.
He's a dude, isn't he?
He is.
They thought they'd be better this year, and they certainly have been. They have not been thrilled with their outcomes the last couple of years. Certainly not up to Penn standards, and we'll have a timeout taken. 6:46 left to go in the game. Penn, 28. Warsaw, 3. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The final 6:46 of the Tigers' season about to play out. Penn, first down and 10 from the Tiger 20, already leading 28-3. New quarterback in the game for Penn. He hands off to Bayless, who gets tripped up at the 20 and goes down at the 18. Jet Woodward looks like he's playing in his final game as a Tiger football player, made the stop. We haven't said his name a lot in the last couple weeks because teams have been going away from him. He's had a tremendous senior season, as a lot of these defenders have. That's Kellen Watson, by the way, in at quarterback. for Penn. He ran over to the sideline to get the play call from the coaching staff, and he'll take it back out himself. Second down and 8 after the gain of 2 by Bayless. Watson takes the snap, hands off. Bayless started left, cuts right, gets around the corner, trying to get to the 15, getting the sideline to the 10. He's got a first down. Down near the 9-yard line, and that's where they mark him out. Wilson and Strawn on the stop. First down and goal for the Kingsmen.
He's really quick. You cannot let him break contain, or he will hurt you and hurt you. And, you know, he's the type of kid with his speed and wheels. He can go coast to coast whenever he touches the ball if you let him.
Crown Point, by the way, is blowing out Lake Central. So Penn is going to play Crown Point in the regional next week. Watson with Bayless to his right from the far hash mark at the 9-yard line. Hands off to Bayless. He stops in his tracks, and Corbin Johnston will make the stop. Back at the 10-yard line for a loss of a yard. The defense has done a lot of good things tonight, but too many big plays for Penn. As a matter of fact, you can't really say that Penn's put together one good drive in the game. Warsaw's just given up some big plays. Penn's made some big plays, and it's cost them. 4:50 left. Penn 28, Warsaw 3. Watson standing at the 15, ball at the 10. And he'll hand off to Bayless. He'll run up the middle, get hit hard by Pohl at the 8, and he'll go down at the 7. So it'll be third and goal from the 7 with 4.5 minutes left to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, drive of the game, final stats, play of the game, and some thank yous that we like to hand out on the final broadcast of any sports season. Third and goal from the 7. Ball inside the right hash mark as Penn goes toward the north end of Freed Field. Watson looks to his right, claps his hands off the Bayless. He gets tripped up, and down he goes. Corbin Johnston's had a pretty good game on defense. That's a gain of a yard down to the 6. It's fourth down, and the field goal unit will run on for Corey Yeoman's bunch. D'Addario on to try to tack on 3 more for Penn. And as they have so many times, the defense sees the other team get into the red zone and then shuts them down from there. At the beginning of the season, that was the story, with the offense trying to find its way. The defense rose up so many times. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:16 left to play in the game. Penn 31, Warsaw 3. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 24 points for Penn in the last 3 possessions and one of Warsaw's. They have an interception return for a touchdown. Tigers were driving. They had the ball at the 31-yard line. An interception turned that thing around. New guy in the game running back this kick. Up the middle he goes. Oh, and he got bent over hard at the 26-yard line. Let's see if we can figure out who that was. That for Warsaw was Tucker Reed, the freshman. Welcome to varsity football, kid.
Hey,
Tucker Reed had a great freshman year. He had a bunch of long runs. He's going to be a halfback of the future for this football team.
Well, he got invited to Friday nights just there.
Well, he almost had his high school career end right there, too. Sullivan hands off Zollinger. No, it's a pitch back. It's a pitch back upfield. And there goes Brock up the far sideline. 50, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers. Quinton Brock, again, because of injuries, playing at the halfback position. And he scores for the Warsaw Tigers. a 74-yard run. And Warsaw has their first touchdown of the game with 2:56 to go.
He makes a great cutback against the Penn corner. And I thought he stumbled a little bit, and I thought he might go down, but he righted the ship and ran it in for the TD. Great play by the sophomore.
And I thought that Sullivan was going to keep it and turn upfield. At the last second, he pitched it, and here comes a flag. Penn and one of their guys on the defensive line move. Now they're looking in to see what Warsaw wants to do. Tigers are going to decline the penalty and kick the field goal as it is, or kick the extra point as it is. Quentin Brock playing in a position we haven't seen play all year. He scores a touchdown for the Tigers here in the final game of the season. Snythe kicks it up and boots it through. 2:56 left to go in the game. 31-10 now in favor of Penn.
Well, it was a great positive play by, it was a great read by the quarterback, and it was a great cutback by the halfback to, and you know, let's not forget the people up front are doing their job as well. That's the way the triple option is supposed to go. When you attack the perimeter like that, Roger, you need people getting on their blocks, staying on their blocks, and you need, quite frankly, what Brock did by cutting back there against that corner, that's exactly what you need.
Well, this really, you know, as you start to think about next year, you think about the people and the places that you may plug people into. Quinn Brock here in this game, especially in the second half, has made himself available as a halfback.
Well, he's certainly opened a lot of people's eyes with his speed and agility. That was evident on that play for sure.
Tigers lined up to kick off. Penn is expecting an onside kick. Not sure there's one coming. Warsaw's evenly split, 5-5. And Smythe is going to drive it into the wind down the field. It's going to be over everybody's head. And it's a touchback anyway. How about that? That's a 60-yard kickoff, 2 yards deep in the end zone, to make it 62 into the wind. Man, can't wait for that kid to get on the field again next year.
He's been a pleasure to watch. He's had a tremendous season, set the school record, driven so many kickoffs like that one back to the end zone, helping our defense out. He's a real talent, and certainly he's going to be the envy of some football programs next fall.
A lot of seniors out on the field for the Tigers on defense. Looks like most of the starters still out there. Give those boys one last chance to participate in a varsity football game for the Warsaw Tigers. Hand off Tyler Stuck up the middle. He gets 4 yards out to the 24. It's a 7-3 football game at halftime. And then Penn scored on the opening drive of the third, scored again a minute 56 later, and has scored twice here in the fourth. 31-10 Kingsman. Clock down to 2:20 left. Stuck to the left of Kellen Watson. And they hand off again up the middle, and Stuck is stuck. No gain on the play. Third down and 6 coming up for Penn. Warsaw will end the year at 9-2. The mantra going into the season was 8-3 isn't good enough. 9-2 has a better ring to it. There have not been a lot of 9-win football seasons around Warsaw Community High School over the years. So when we get one, we should never, ever take it for granted. And this senior class has learned a lot over the last 15 months, and they've applied so many of those things to their lives and to their football. And they hand off to Stuck, sweeping around the left. He's got a blocker, 30, 35. He's got a first down into the Penn sideline, out past the 40-yard line. He'll go down at the 43. That is a first down for the Kingsmen and a gain of 19 yards.
We certainly lost the edge there. Not exactly sure if a holding on Corbin Johnson was a part of that or not. But
he kind of thought so. I'll just be honest.
Yes, he did.
He looked at the referee and grabbed his arm, and Penn will take a knee. Clock runs, 1:19 left. I'm sure Bart Curtis will not attempt to stop it. The Kingsmen are going to win their 26th sectional time. Advance on to the regional next week to take on Crown Point, who is a big winner tonight in their sectional championship game against Crown Point. Or against Lake Central, I should say. Second down and 10. Penn will have to do the kneel down one more time. Actually, two more times as it worked out. There goes the first one. Warsaw is waving the white flag here. Their players, the Tigers, shaking hands with the Penn Kingsmen. Kingsmen, as they do that, come over to the near side. And the game will come to an end with Penn victorious over the Warsaw Tigers tonight in the sectional championship in 6A Sectional 2. Final score, 31-10. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Penn 31, Warsaw 10. The season for Warsaw ends tonight here at Freed Field with a record of 9-2. Penn moves on to play Crown Point next Friday in the regional. They are now 10-1. Second half scoring, it's a 7-3 game at halftime. Penn takes the opening kickoff. 4 minutes and 36 seconds, a 38-yard pass play from McCullough to Elijah Coker. Didario with the extra point. It was up and good, and that made it 14-3. That was a third and 12 play. It looked like the Tigers were going to force them into a fourth down situation. It was a tremendous catch. It looked like it was going way over Coker's head, but he's 6'4". He went up, grabbed it. The Tigers thought it was going to go over his head, so they went for the interception. And they go into the end zone and make it 14-3. Then we had a strange play. And again, we'll have to get a full explanation from Coach Curtis in the morning about it. Penn's going to punt from their own 34-yard line. They punt the ball. It goes straight up in the air. Warsaw yells their magic word, poison or fire or whatever, and they all evacuate the area. The ball bounces from the 33-yard line back to the 34-yard line where it's grabbed by Dominic Bonner. Bonner then looks around and just starts running, and the officials run with him, and he runs all the way uncontested into the end zone for what was ruled a touchdown. Again, I don't know what the rule is, so we're going to have to find out tomorrow because I know Coach Curtis knows what the rule is, and he will help us with that. That made it 21-3 with 5:28 left to go in the third, and it stayed that way into the fourth. The Tigers then turn it over, a 47-yard interception return by Maverick Brown with the Dario's extra point, making it 28-3. Another turnover by the Tigers, and with 3:15 left in the game, a 23-yard field goal by the Dario makes it 31-3. And then a 74-yard run by Quentin Brock on the game's, the Tigers' final offensive possession with 2:56 left to go in the game. Brock from 74 yards out made it 31-9. And the extra point was good by Mason Smythe. And that's the way the scoring ended, 31-10. Warsaw falls to Penn here, and they're about to receive their championship trophy. It's time for the drive of the game. The drive of the game is brought to you by Stone Edge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pierston Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. For me, the drive of the game was the opening drive of the third quarter. That was the one capped off by the touchdown catch by Elijah Coker. That is an 80-yard drive. Smythe kicking with the wind, kicked it into the end zone. And Penn took the ball and went 80 yards in 4 minutes and 39 seconds. And that put them up at that point 14-3. And that's when the game got away from the Tigers. And they fall 31-10. Now, a tradition that Coach Curtis put in place is underway. The seniors are standing on the goal line. The underclassmen are walking one by one past each senior, hugging, thanking them, and expressing well wishes for the great season that they've had and their futures, whatever that might hold. And that is a pretty cool moment as the parents are all huddled up along the sidelines waiting to meet with their kids. 31-10, Penn beats Warsaw. Final stats, the play of the game, still ahead next on News Now Warsaw. 31-10, Penn with the win. They have run into their locker room to warm up and celebrate. Tigers still going through the ritual of shaking hands with the seniors at the north end of Everwise Freed Field. Final stats are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Penn in the game had 11 first downs. They ran the ball 36 times for 248 yards. That's almost 7 yards a carry. They completed 7 of 10 passes for 99 yards. So 46 plays, 347 yards. They did not have a turnover, and they had 7 penalties for 75 yards and punted 4 times in the football game. Warsaw with 10 first downs, 34 carries for 185 yards. That's about 5.5 yards a carry. A lot of that because of Quentin Brock's 74-yard touchdown run at the end of the game. 0 of 2 passing for Drew Sullivan and no yards. By the way, it just occurred to me, those are Drew Sullivan's first 2 passes of the season. He did not throw a pass before he got hurt in the first quarter of the first game, and he had not thrown a pass against Northridge or thrown a pass against Carroll. So that those are his lasting memories of the season, and that won't sit well with him. And he'll work really hard on that part of his game, and that's unfortunate that that went down that way. Tigers with 3 turnovers, 1 fumble lost, and 2 interceptions. Tigers with 2 penalties for 25 yards, and they punted twice. Wrapping up the season, Reed Zollinger, 14 carries for 43 yards on the night. He needed a little over 100 yards to break the school record for yardage in a season. According to our numbers, 43 yards puts him at 1647, which puts him in third place on the all-time list at 1651. Is that right? No, 1647. So he's just behind, 5 yards behind Rod Wildman for second on the all-time list. They tried to run the ball tonight, but this Penn defense is just too much. And they proved that they're the better team tonight, and they win the sectional 31-10. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street in Warsaw. The play of the game is next on News Now Warsaw. 31-10, Penn beats Warsaw. The Tigers' season ends with a record of 9-2. Players saying a few last goodbyes. Parents now beginning to get a little closer as they get ready to mourn the loss, so to speak, with their children. 31-10 is the score. It's time for the play of the game. Brought to you by Havrilla & Nolan, LLC Attorneys at Law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla & Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. What's the play of the game, sir?
I believe in the second quarter, after a very poor Penn punt, we had the wind and the momentum, and the crackback penalty put us behind the sticks. And here's what it did. It gave the Penn defense a breath because they're wondering, can we really slow this down or not? They didn't know at that point. And getting behind the sticks like that, we're not the kind of offense that can, you know, just magically have big chunk plays all the time. And I really think momentum-wise, confidence-wise, I think that played a huge role in the entire makeup of this football game.
It was first and 10 from the Penn 43. And then that 15-yard, that's a 15-yard penalty. It was first and 25. Tigers were able to get 11 yards on the next three plays and had to give the ball back. And essentially that was the high water mark. They had a chance, right? And we knew their chances would be small in number. They had to take advantage of the ones they got, and that was the big one, and it got away from them.
It did. And if, I mean, think about, I mean, you know, ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But if Warsaw takes that ball with the momentum we had, if we go down and punch it in and get ahead of them, 10-7. Now, remember, this is a defense that's thrown, like, what, six shutouts?
Yeah.
Four in a row?
Yeah.
They're not used to getting scored on. And if we go down and punch them right there, it makes a huge difference in this football game, in my opinion. We were never able to really get back on track after that.
31-10, Penn wins it. That's the play of the game, brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law at 121 West Market Street in Warsaw, online at hnllc-law.com. We finish up the season next on News Now Warsaw. Penn 31, Warsaw 10. The Tiger season comes to an end here on Bittersweet Road. How fitting is that? That's happened a lot here. Warsaw season ending here to the Penn Kingsmen. Let me give you other scores. The winner of this one, Penn, plays Crown Point next week. Crown Point still playing, leading Lake Central 42-7. That's in the third quarter, but now that's running clock. Mishawaka beat Concord, but not easily. 20-14 was the final there. Northwood wins at Northridge 17-14. Is there a sweeter win for the Panthers in the last 5 years than that one?
It's got to be sweet. The Northridge has just been a pain in their rear end, and to go up there and do that to them, that's heartbreaking for the Raiders.
Knox 44, Glenn 19, they're still playing. LaVille beat Bremen 28-14 in the Battle of the Grand Army Highway. Lures won over Manchester 42-0. North Judson stuns Triton 33-7, and those are the final scores. Here, Penn beats Warsaw 31-10. What's your final thoughts on this season, sir?
It was just a ton of fun watching a great bunch of people play the game of football. This senior group is outstanding, and they've set the mark a little bit higher. We've still got to get over the hump, obviously, with Penn and Carroll and Elkhart in our tournament. It's just going to be tough. And another thing I want to say is thank you to you for asking me to ride along with you on Friday Night Lights from Warsaw, Indiana. I just had a blast. I learned a lot, and I hope you had as much fun as I did, because it was a ton of fun for me.
I did. I had fun. I had fun with you and with Austin this season. I thought the same thing. I echo your sentiments, and I say – there were a lot of kids who were asked to move to different positions because the coaches in the summer saw things they thought that they could plug people into and make it work. And almost every case, it worked beautifully. This was a special defense that had a couple big plays against them by a very good team in Penn tonight, but they shouldn't let that damper their enthusiasm and memories of this season. The defense was great. The offense had a really good season too. You don't get to 9 wins without having some people that can play football. And you had a guy who almost ran for the school record for rushing yards in a year. You lost two offensive linemen in the first half of the first game. You lost your quarterback. You're putting a 15-year-old kid out there trying to run this offense. That is never easy. And he did the best he could. And again, Warsaw won all but one of the games that Quentin Brock was the quarterback for. So kudos to him, and he threw him out here tonight as a halfback, and he ran for a touchdown. Good for him. That maybe poses an opportunity for him to be on the field every down next year with Drew Sullivan back as a senior to be the quarterback. We'll have to wait and see. You have a really good kicker. You have some defensive players that are underclassmen. You have a freshman, a sophomore class that you're really excited about. You have a freshman class that's really good. There's hope for the future for the Tigers to be able to, again, take kids, plug them into places, and try to make this thing work. And we're excited to be part of it here at News Now Warsaw. Thank you for agreeing to come with me, Will, this season. I really appreciate that. I've had as much fun. Thank you, Austin Elder, for doing the stats. Again, thank you for emailing me, because Austin had no idea that we needed help. And he emailed me and said, is there any way I can help? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, there is. And we plugged him into doing the stats, and he did an excellent job. I charted the stats for the first two games, and he was off by like 2 yards. And I said, that's good enough for me. We're letting it roll. And so we thank Austin for joining us. And we have here, we're introducing, well, this is the envelope. This is the end of the year envelope. We keep it, and in it, we don't open it until after the season's over. After we've lost the last game, it's the people to thank at the end of the season. So Athletic Director Matt Binkard, Assistant Athletic Director Michael Houck, Athletic Department Secretary and Ticket Coordinator Amy Berg, Offense Coordinator Leslie Jackson, Amy Nelson, who's joined the Athletic Department in a public relations and marketing role. The chances are 99% if you had something to drink or eat at the football games this year, it's because Amy Nelson ordered it, right? So good for Amy. We're glad to have her part of the team in the office. The school administration, Dr. David Hoffert, Dr. Troy Akers, Coach Curtis and his coaching staff are just a blast to be around. Our board op, Steve Scott, we could not do what we do without Steve, and we're grateful for his work and cooperation all season long. Our sponsors, we don't get on the air without sponsors, and we're actively looking for basketball sponsors for both the girls and the boys seasons. So if you are interested in sponsoring the girls and the boys, please call our office and get started on that. And of course, our home team back at home, Holly, Hannah, Oliver, who spend all these Fridays away from me, which they probably don't feel so bad about. It's probably okay with them. We thank them for being patient with Dad while Dad's away on Fridays. Season's over. What a season it was. Co-Northern Lakes Conference champs. Great season. Sectional runner-up. Fun kids. Fun season. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. But it comes to an end here tonight. Let history record. The Tigers finished the season 9-2 after losing to Penn in the sectional championship 31-10. Stay tuned. Bob Lovell is coming up next.